This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. RTD officials say excessive speed and fatigue caused a light rail derailment in Golden last month. An internal investigation determined that the W Line's operator likely fell asleep before the train left the tracks and crashed near the Jefferson County Government Center station. Two passengers were transported to the hospital with minor injuries. A deadly invasive fungal disease has infected a Colorado bat for the first time. CPR's Paolo Schalza does more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it tested a wild bat in Otero County for what's known as white nose syndrome after finding it on the ground and unable to fly. White nose syndrome is caused by an invasive fungus, which was first detected in the county last July. CPW says if allowed to spread, white nose syndrome could decimate the state's bat populations, which would harm local ecosystems and agriculture. White nose syndrome isn't known to infect humans or pets, but recreators could still spread the fungus through their clothing. I'm Paolo Schalza, CPR News.
The University of Colorado will refund fees for services students couldn't access during COVID shutdowns. CU settled a lawsuit with students last week for $5 million. The university initially refused to refund the money. The settlement covers all students enrolled in spring 2020 at the school's campuses in Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and Anschutz. Rain will continue across the Front Range and Eastern Plains tonight. It'll be sunny tomorrow in Grand Junction with highs in the 60s. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.